Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. This one keeps deleting itself and finding ways to disappear from me, so it's a little tricky to track down. I must just not have gotten it right yet. So this is Foreboding Joy. Here's a test. I failed it. I kind of hope that you fail it too, but here's the question. There's a scene. Ready. There's a movie playing in front of you. In it, there is a car. It is a Volkswagen sedan sort of situation. In the back, a boy and a girl, small, like between 7 and 8, a boy and a girl, and their scarves and hats, like clearly it is very cold outside. There's Christmas music playing, it's Christmas Eve, mom and dad are in the front seat, and everyone is singing a Christmas carol as they drive to grandma's house. Fade to black, what is the next scene? If you are like 75% of Americans in the world, or possibly people, I'm not sure that it's only Americans, you think that the next scene is going to be death, destruction, harm, car accident, horrible, terrible, awful, blah, okay? Now that bit has been stolen almost verbatim from Brené Brown, who in her years of research has determined that 75% of people come up with like Bigfoot, aliens, terrible, horrible, like something terrible happens at the end of that, though the scenarios vary pretty wildly. Mostly it's car accident though. I got it wrong. Here was my answer. Ready? Curtain comes up. Everyone has arrived at grandma's house. They are inside. Grandma is serving a turkey dinner for Thanksgiving or for Christmas Eve. And there are twinkle lights. The camera is outside the house, so it's just looking in at the warm glow, the general tinkle of silverware and laughter, and the Christmas lights are glowing everywhere. Okay? I fucking failed, right? So if you are like the 75% of Americans that pass that test, apparently, we're talking about foreboding joy. What does it look like to truly sink into joy, and what does it look like to believe that joy is always a harbinger of something bad about to happen? Because as a movie structure, yes, generally the very best parts have to be contrasted with something terrible happening so that you feel the most amount of emotion possible. But in daily life, every time you drive to grandma's house and you are happy, it does not mean that a car accident follows or we would all have died by now. So foreboding joy is great as something that is used to move a plot along in a story or in a movie, but in real life, it's really not fucking necessary. And so I'm here for the holidays that come up and the holidays that have just passed and this busy season to remind you that foreboding joy is a waste of fucking joy. Foreboding joy looks a lot like you just lost a bunch of weight, but you kind of fear going to holiday parties because there's going to be brownies and you're pretty sure it's all going to go to hell and you're going to get fatter than you were before and that's what's going to happen. Or you can't believe that your kids are actually behaving and so you just kind of hold your breath and you don't let yourself enjoy the behaving because you know that it's going to be horror on the other side. That's just around the corner. Or you are really, really happy with your partner and how it's going and how it's working. You've been having these talks or these conversations, these moments of real fucking fantastic human connection. And instead of sinking all the way into them, you kind of hold yourself halfway out of them because you're afraid that they won't last. Or you are overcome with love for someone in your life, or love for your business, or love for your career, or love for your pets, or love for something, and you don't trust it all the way because you're pretty sure that the harder you love it, the more that it's guaranteed that someone is going to take that away from you. That is foreboding joy. And that, the trouble with that, is that it's like all the clothing that is out there right now that is skinny fat, okay? Now, if you're a dude, just hang with me. I'm gonna explain skinny fat. If you walk into a store and there are three mannequins side by side, they are all the same size and they are plastic, so we are allowed to judge them. One of them is wearing clothing that fits, one of them is wearing clothing that is really tight, and one of them looks like it's much larger than the others, even though you know it's not. And that is the skinny fat clothing, that it's like drapey and there are like 72 layers and there are like things that hang from the armpits. And it's just so like it adds bulk where there isn't any. And skinny fat makes me angry because for those of us that are actually not a size zero, skinny fat wastes the skinny. Okay. So instead of being like, dude, I'm a size zero, booyah, you're like, actually, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and hide all this situation. And foreboding joy is like that instead of just being fucking joyful and giving everybody in goddamn humanity the ability to be happy that someone somewhere is fucking happy, someone is winning at this system, someone is doing okay in life. You choose to hide it, to shut it down, to feel it halfway, to hold it out and say, no, no, you don't deserve a place here because something bad is just around the corner. Here's the thing, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but you don't prevent the something bad from happening by denying the current moment as it is. When your kids are all behaving and it's just fucking beautiful for a second, that doesn't prevent, your failure to enjoy that does not prevent the terror, the terrible thing from happening next. It just doesn't. There is no amount of fearing the thing that's coming next that can stop you, that can stop it from coming based on not denying your joy. The joy is the thing that when you sink all the way into it, you are knee-deep and happy. And when you sink in and you splash around, you are not wasting it. Because you don't have to, right now, in this moment, freak out about Syrian refugees or deny your happiness in the name of being a better human. You don't have to put off the things that make you happy, because that just wastes the fucking joy. I'm not saying don't care about Syrian refugees. I'm saying that when you are fucking enjoying your life in this moment, that is not the time to bring in how you're not allowed to be happy because, and then there's a reason that is outside in the news somewhere else. Actually, your joy gives you energy, and that's probably the only thing that can actually help in the long term, is people with energy who refuse to give in to the grind and the horror of the world. Again, you can prepare for the worst. That's fine. But banking on the worst is when we come into foreboding joy and we just waste it. By all means, you can have snacks at the ready and a backup plan, but don't fucking count on needing the backup plan or you're already doomed. So this is just my most heartfelt plea to trust your motherfucking joy. It has the ability to heal you and to change you and to reveal you to yourself. I know that we tend to prefer pain because that's easier to sink into and it's somehow comforting. That seems to be what the world says is okay. But the joy, please, please let it win. When it comes up, when you are genuinely feeling like life is worth living from deep down in your nether regions, when you deny it, you are wasting it. And when you waste it, it's a horror against humanity. So just fucking enjoy it. You don't have to trust it. You don't have to say, oh, this is for sure going to be here forever. You don't have to prop up anything in your life on it. But just trust that when it comes, you're allowed to have it. That's what she said. And just trust that you're allowed to have joy. And that sounds really fucking abstract. So let me give it to you this way. If you imagine that you are standing in an ocean and you're just at the edge and there's rocks everywhere, just everywhere. And so with just your feet, you can sense like it's really rocky down there. And you just see the water and it's really bright outside. So the reflection is just kind of shooting off the water and you can't see anything that's in the water. And then you put on your snorkel mask, you get down on your belly and you plop yourself into that shallow water. And there is a whole fucking world there. The first time I snorkeled, I was trying to not like snot cry, like ugly Oprah cry at the same time as everything else. Because it was so beautiful and it was a world that was completely unavailable to me from the surface. It's not visible all the time, this joy, but it is always there. If you go down, all the way down into your feet, and you look at the water that's there, there's life there, there's movement there, there's energy there, there are little tiny fish that will come up and kiss your feet and kiss your hands, there are little creatures and anemones and moss, it's always there, the joy is always there underneath it all. Happiness is a passing state, it's based on you have a goal, you reach the goal, you have a thing, you get the thing. Joy is like, you don't have to do anything for it. It's just always accessible. You can be the most joyous person vacuuming your garage in the entirety of the world or vacuuming your lawn, which one of my favorite people does in life. Joy is always there. It's the water that you're standing in that you just got to put on your snorkel goggles and go look at it. Go look at what you have in this world. And I don't mean in that way where you compare and then you have to donate to somewhere else. I mean that if you're capable of standing on the rocks and realizing that that's not the whole story, that you can go deeper, that you can go further in, and that underneath it all, there is this beautiful world that you deny yourself for no reason other than because you can, that it's available to you all the time. happiness is this thing that we chase and we've made this cultural icon and blah, 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 blah. Joy is like I was walking the fuck along and I found confetti in my pockets and threw it on the sidewalk. Like, except that that's not a metaphor that actually happened. Joy is available to you all the time. I didn't have to earn joy. I didn't have to earn the confetti. I didn't have to somehow justify the right to get to the confetti and then to celebrate. It's just always available to you. So if you are willing to, if you let it, foreboding joy does not have to win, and you don't have to waste the joy for 1 second longer. So where is it that you can let yourself enjoy the life that you already have, and the minutes that you have, and the days that you have, and the moments that you have? It doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to be beautiful, and you certainly don't have to add it to a hashtag on fucking Instagram. Just notice. It's not all misery. It's not all horror. Your ability to throw confetti in the air on the sidewalk does not mean that there is a monster around the corner who is going to take your confetti. I promise. I promise. Sometimes confetti is just confetti and joy is just joy. And if you can begin to trust that for even like 20 seconds at a time, the foundation of your life will shift. You have thoughts. You have feelings. You have things to say. You can hit me up, brandcamponline@gmail.com. And I'm fucking serious about that. And then if some part of your joy, or the things that bring you the greatest joy, which is most humans, some part of it lies in making stuff and doing stuff that scares the shit out of you. So growth leads to joy. Just head to brandcamplog.com/deep and check out Calling to the Deep. In January, we will start doing the one thing that scares the shit out of you for 69 days in a row. There are a bunch of writers in there. Excuse me. And you can also do the business-related task. There's room for both types. And you're going to mix and mingle because then it's harder to compare yourself, which is really helpful for everyone. I can't wait to have you. Again, that's brandcamplog.com/deep. And now go. Go find 20 seconds of joy and fucking tell me about it. brandcamponline@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next week, guys.